When I work at Brookhaven Lab, which is out east, it's a national federal laboratory. I've been there about 3.5 years now, and you know, being a hand and an electronics guy, I enjoy working there. A lot going on, a lot of science, a lot of smart people, quite a few hands over there. We also have a repeater on site. But the repeater you and I are talking on, as far as I know, is in Glen Oak, I believe. I was talking to a gentleman last night from there in Glen Oak, W2ROM.
Okay, I'm not sure where Glen Oak is. I've heard of it, of course, but I don't know where it is, actually. I've probably been there. Been everywhere on Long Island. Very good. Yeah, we know it are. I know there's a shooting range out there. We used to do a lot of shooting, shotgun, and there's a range out there. We also shotgun a Yap Hike. That's out in Suffolk County. But anyway, very, very good. Well, good deal on the, there's always, and more there'll be reason to be in the air conditioning business, Things like the world is changing, and without air conditioning, we'll be in trouble. Anyway, we're running off a Android tablet, and we're using a wireless Bluetooth microphone with it. And it seems like a nice combination. I'm enjoying the Galaxy A9 Plus, and it seems to work pretty nicely. It's a reasonable tablet. Anyway, very good. I won't hold you, but I do thank you for coming back to us. Calling a gentleman in the Bronx, I worked him on this machine last week, and the medical time was up. Maybe he would pop in and we could talk again, but he didn't answer me, but I'm pleased that you did. This is WRON, Ron in Milton, Vermont. Over.
Ron, very good to have made the contact with you. I got to head off and go to bed. I got to be up at like 6:45, something like that. So yeah, appreciate making the contact. I'm going to log this when I get home. But 73 to you also. W2RON, KE2DPY.
W2RON. Thanks a lot for the conversation, for the do so. And have a good day at work tomorrow. We're retired, so, but near the end of our life, you're in the beginning of it. So take care of yourself and stay well, and maybe we can talk again one of these days. Thanks again, and look forward to the next. This is W2RON, Ron in Milton, Vermont, 73, and have a good evening.
W2RON, KE2DPY. You have a good evening as well, and thank you for your wishes. And hopefully work is good tomorrow. It will be hot, but all right, 73, have a good night.
73, W2RON, QRT. W2RON. Oh, you caught me off guard. Thank you very much for the call. Not get your call, but we can get that on the next over. Thank you very much for calling. My name is Ron, Radio Ocean Norway. UPH is Milton, Vermont, so 35 miles south of the Canadian border, 25 miles north of the city of Burlington, right in Lake Champlain. Over.
Hi, Rob. Name here is Frank, F-R-A-N-K. The call is November 2, Alpha Mike, Lima. We actually have spoken a long time ago on DMR. Hard to believe it was DMR that long, but, yeah, unfortunately I'm just out here, messed up my retirement doing security work in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But, I'm originally from Port Jefferson, and I do have time, so I'm just using a laptop in the car. I happen to be monitoring, I still got to pick up and move and go to one more location tonight. But just figured I'd wait. Good to hear you're still on. And I don't get on Brandmeister as much as I used to, but I'm still kicking out here as well. So W2RON and 2AML.
Yeah, good to AM. W2RON. You said you're in New Mexico?
Yes, in the low crime ridden city, but that's pretty much everywhere of Albuquerque. I didn't make the right turn there or something, you know, like Bugs Bunny.
Okay, very good. We probably got DMR. I'm not enthralled with that mode of operation. I never was able to get the programming down where I felt comfortable with it. I hated to keep on calling on people for help. We still have two hotspots in the net, and we have a couple of any tone radios, but we never, ever get it on. Once in a while, we'll get on a Droid Star tablet, but other than that, DMR is kind of a thing of the past. I was thinking about selling the radios. I have about four DMR radios, and probably could get a few bucks for them. I'm using a regular two-meter radio for local two-meter work, but hardly talk to anybody because I'm from everybody here out in the boonies. And I just recently got Echo Link back up and working, and seems to be more talking here than anywhere. Hi. And I'm trying to gather up a bunch of friends that I can have repeat conversations with. So W2RON, hello.
Yes, DMR is a headache, and I still haven't even done the PiStar thing. And what I've been using, I think my dongle is a little loose. I haven't been using it lately. And I've even been rigging a hotspot on TGIF mainly with he and my laptop using BlueDB. It's a lot simpler than PiStar with 77 radios. I've been getting into Balfang 1701. Putting GD77 on them. I got like three of them. But operating for a laptop, if you get that, but this one's developing a loose connection. They don't want to make good on the warranty, but I'm actually using a Blue Parrot XD250 on a laptop here on Echolink, and I have used that with TV and a dongle, and that will allow you to get on DMR, YSF, D-Star, and DN. Not that there's anybody on NXDN, but it's actually a cool way to operate, and you can also do it from a tablet. You can't rig a hotspot with a tablet, but that's only for GD77 radios. But you can talk with this. They're only like $120 last I checked on Gigaparts, 30 megas, something like that. I forget what it's exactly called, but it's a little USB device that has the chip that does all the codecs for DMR and even D-Star as well. And you download the BlueDB software for free, and you can operate just like on Echolink from a laptop on DMR, YSF, D-Star, and NXDN. So, really operate. I haven't done it in a while because I've been using the BlueDB to make the hotspot thing. I've been spending a lot of time on TGIF. But BlueDB is powerful stuff. N2AML.
N2RON. It's just too many things out there for my brain to wrap around. I use Brandmeister. And I mean, it's thousand talk groups I can get into there. So I don't need all of that other stuff. I haven't figured out what to do with Brandmeister and the DMR rather than use Fusion and Keep and whatever else is out there. I don't even know what it all means. this is kind of simple. I'm going to get another system going very soon, similar to EchoLink. And between that, this, and HF, working regular 8 on 40 to 20, I got enough to do. I can barely do anything. Age is 86 and in such bad shape that we need help working around practically. But hey, that's what happens in the golden years for some of us. Anyway, very pleased to talk to you again, and I hope that maybe we can do it again. But it'll be probably here, not anywhere else, not on DMR, and not on anything else. Just EchoLink, it works great for me. Anyway, very good. Thank you very much. I hope you have a good rest of the evening. I don't know how much of the tour you have left doing what you're doing there, but I hope you have a good evening, and really appreciate your call. This is W2RON, Ron in Milton, Vermont. Over.
Very good, Ron. I know what you mean, and even at only 60 watts, my computer skills are lacking compared to most hams I know. And and the whole DMR thing is a real headache. It's really made for the commercial world. You just have to use the gear on everything. I know what you mean, but I'm telling you, give Blue TV a try one of these days. It's fun stuff, but it's simple Windows-based stuff. You can use on Android, but you got to get the right. There's actually two Blue TV Android apps. One is for something else, doing hotspot, but it don't work. But the other one will allow you to talk even on a tablet with a dongle. You just have to plug it in, and it's pretty easy to set up. And once you get it set up, it's just one click go. That's why I call it digital for dummies. But I know what you mean. I feel like I can't keep up either. Anyway. Yeah, I'm doing a long second shift, and it is late where you are. I would be up this late here, 2 hours earlier here, but I got to put in 2 more hours, and I got to go drop off some old-fashioned paperwork. So I got to get out of here myself. So 7-3, and I'm making contact with you. So it took my mind off the clock. So pretty much all downhill from here. So 7-3, W2RON at 2 AML.
Yeah, 2ANL, W2RON. Very good. Well, I'm having trouble. I wanted to get Droidstar on my new tablet, and I can't get that vocoder or whatever it is to download, and I don't really know how to do it. I did it once on my other tablet, and I can use that. It works fine there, but I'd like to use it that way. And I'm just too dummy, much of a dummy. To figure out how to hold that one, what do they call, vocoder or whatever, so it will work. But maybe I'll run into somebody one day that will give me a hand, and I'll make notes, so if I ever get another tablet on my own. Anyway, I hope you have a good rest of the evening, and thank you very much for the chat, and well, best wishes to you and yours, and thank you very much for a nice QSO. This is W2RON, Ron in Milton, Vermont, 73, and thanks a lot.
Very good, Ron. And yeah, it's been so long since I set up a Droidstar. I've forgotten now, but if I get my phone, maybe I'll send you a link. 73 and 2 AML.
Thank you, N2ANL, W2RON. Yeah, I'm okay, and QRJ, they're going to send me an email, and I shook this tablet on there, and I wouldn't have to go looking for the other tablet. Anyway, have a great day and evening, and I'll look forward to talking to you down the line, hopefully. It's W2RON, Ron in Milton, Vermont, 73, and thank you.
And KC2AML, KC2SHO.
KC2SHO and 2AML. Yeah, we got a couple of minutes here, Josh.
Just wanted to connect with you real quick and say hi. Just curious how and why you ended up here. Do you listen to the Sunday night Limemark TechNet or something else I'll bring you here?
Actually, I do. I didn't this week. I do. It's always at work nowadays on Sundays. Sometimes I will listen on Bluetooth. But, yeah, and I do monitor here from time to time, especially at night. There's actually one or two people I know from back in the day, because I originally got to Port Jefferson. And actually, back then, the land of time for Guymark was mainly in Nassau and the five boroughs thing. They really didn't even have repeaters. Suffolk County had more dominant clubs back then, but the whole them, everything, that was a long, long time ago. But there's still one or two people on here I do know from back in the day. KC2 went to AML.
Yeah, you caught me off guard a little, Frank, because you know, one side of or one of my VFOs is on trash, and the other one left on Limemark here after listening and participating in the segment this evening. So when I heard some people talking, and I thought it was on Limemark, and then I heard your call sign, and I had to do a double take. I said, "Oh yeah, there's Frank." On a system that I haven't talked to him on before, which is a remote system. So here I am in, up in Los Alamos, connected to Limemark. There you are in Albuquerque, connected to Limemark, and we find each other here. Small world sometimes on ham radio. But yeah, you're on. Every Sunday night I usually tune into the TechNet there and put it up on the repeater here at the house. It does cover some most of Santa Fe and, you know, White Rock and some of Los Alamos. So I wasn't even sure if you were coming in on the note at first, but I realized quickly that you weren't. Anyway, just wanted to say hello and let you know that I heard you here. I'll let you go and get what you need to get done there, and we'll catch you maybe on one of the local systems here, perhaps Trash or one of the other ones, when time permits. So real good, Frank. Always nice to hear you. And 2AML, KC with HO. Oh, and I should say, too, yeah, I used to, used to listen to Limemark. Well, I still do pretty religiously, but back in New Jersey, I was very much regular, especially when NATO was still around. I got a lot of good RF knowledge listening to that over the years. Helped expand my career, if you ask me. 73, catch you later. N2AML, KC2.
Yeah, it's a great net. I didn't listen to it when I was younger and living up there. And, yeah, I did actually even catch the episode where you were talking about light swingers, but I do Bluetooth. Apparently, they're not going to make good on the war in some kind of Chinese front. I sent this thing back to an address on Broadway in Manhattan, and they just returned the sender. They won't answer any emails or anything. Their website is still up. But, oh well. But it's still usable. It's got a slight loose connection. But, yeah, and with the digital world, because, I forgot what to do about DroidStar there. I have to research that again, but, you can't listen to stuff on your phone, even when you're at work, and that nobody even knows you're listening to radio stuff. Well, anyway, I'll move on here, and don't want to drive in a new laptop mobile, but, yeah, we're definitely taking a long way around. I'm sure that did throw you for a bit of a loop. KC2SHO and 2AML, 73.
KFO, W2ROS, around that.
Line Highmark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight as this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Limark InfoNet tonight. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeat. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
KE2DPY calling CQ. Good morning, everybody. KE2DPY standing by.
W2VL repeater.
E2I. KE2DPY standing by. KE2DPY.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KEPY calling CQ. CQ KEPY.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
WB2YJT, WB2ZSA.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2YJT, WB2ZSA.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
AA2GC.
Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
AA2GC. AA2GC.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
I drive to one of our local beaches here in Glen Cove, Tribal Beach, now I'm heading back to the house. Okay, so Babel. Know that town pretty well.
I know Bridal Beach, but I'm trying to recall exactly how I've been away from Long Island. So sometimes the things are a little fuzzy trying to remember all the locations. Anyway, we still have family living in Bayville, and very nice to run into you. It's kind of almost like home, only we're further away. Anyway, you sound good. Yeah, have you always lived in the Glen Cove area? Over.
Yeah, I've been in the same house since I was born. And I was born in the community hospital in Glen Cove.
Okay, very good. Well, we grew up in Queens County in Richmond Hill, and in 78, I moved to Bayville. Well, things have changed a lot since then, but some of the things are still the same. Anyway, very nice to meet you. Too bad we hadn't met when I lived there. I've been an amateur radio since 66. So, you know, did a lot of traveling back and forth to the city for daily work. But we were always on some form of radio, some form of amateur radio. It would be too many right there, over.
Yeah, okay. I guess you're on Echo Link down here. Yeah, I'm just curious. I know the name of the community you're in up there, but I can't remember where it is in Vermont. Let's see. I was a member of the Grumman Ski Club, and I used to ski up in Ludlow, Vermont, but when I was much younger, my family would go up there on summer vacations.
Well, I was a member of Grumman Ski Club, and I used to ski Okemo all the time. Over.
Yep, exactly. I would ski on Okemo, and we had the club had the house there in Ludlow with a trailer out back. I'm not sure what years you remember. I would have been there somewhere between 69 and 73.
I was much later than that. I did sleep in the trailer a couple of times, and we did stay in the house, in the main house. But I would have been there maybe in the 90s, the early 90s. So you were there before us, so.
Yep, exactly. I got a big truck coming here. I got to see where he's going. I'm going to pull over here. Get around me. All right, that'll work. Just had a big truck come through a tight intersection here with a big crane on it. Some of the roads up here in Glen Cove are a little narrow for something that big.
Yeah, I know. It's not a beautiful area, though. But I was a member of the club. I know we used to have to, we had to wait for openings to become a member of the club, and then we did go up to Ludlow on weekends to ski. I think Okemo is one of the nicest ski areas on the East Coast. I've skied all over the country and into Europe, but mostly Okemo. It wasn't too bad from Long Island. Anyway, so, small world, over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I went up there a couple of years ago with my kids. Probably like almost 20 years ago. I took them for a ride just to show them where I used to ski, and I kind of didn't recognize Ludlow anymore. The GE plant that was there on the Black River, I think that's gone now. Some of the businesses I knew were gone. And then they had opened up so much more of the mountain than it was open when I was there.
I had fun skiing there for a number of years.
KE2DPY, KE2DPY.
Yeah,
W2RON. W2RON, Ron, this is Eric from last night, KE2.
Well, whoever that was, you're breaking up, you weren't making a machine. Okay, well, go ahead, pick it up, and you want to make a call, or did you want to join? I'm not sure what you had in mind, but you're welcome to come on in. This is W2RON, name is Ron, and I'm in Milton, Vermont.
Yeah, I guess not, Ron. I guess you couldn't make it in. I guess he talked to you last night with what he was saying. I'm almost back to the house now.
I don't have a problem with
it. I'm going to go back up to Monica because I do like it. It's a lot of nice places. When I was a kid, we used to stay near a place, a community up there called North Ferrisburg. It was just a little bit north of Virginia. That was, probably more than 50 years ago. It was much more than 50 years ago, more like 60 years ago or more. I'm going to say 7-3. I'm almost pulling up to the door here, but I'll listen to W2OSR.
Ron, KE2DPY, W2, sorry, forgot it.
Was it
DP2
Papa Yankee?
Kilo Echo 2 Delta Papa Yankee, KE2DPY, W2RON.
Okay, have we spoken before, DPY? You sound familiar.
Yes, we spoke last night. I was telling you I was from Massapequa. I'm out here at the lab right now on the Middle Island repeater.
Okay, yeah. But you sound different because you're making it into the machine very well. Last night you were making it in relatively well, but you were very light. But here you're very strong, over.
KE2DPY. Yeah, fairly close to Middle Island over here, thankfully. I'm in Ridge right now, so Ridge and Middle Island, as you know, are relatively close. So... eating lunch right now. I was in a basement. That's why I wasn't coming in all that well. I stepped outside for a minute to just say hi quick, and I'm going to be listening in, but I got to go back down and finish my lunch. How are you doing?
I'm always doing quite well. Having a nice day. We're not doing anything. We're playing on the radio and just hanging out. Well, that fellow I spoke about, he lives in Ridge. W2RON, I think his call is. And, you know, we speak to him from time to time, mostly on 40 meters, though. I never worked him on 2 meters and or through a repeater or anything. But anyway, I find that this repeater, this must be part of Limon. This repeater is quite relatively active. And when I listen, occasionally I get to talk to somebody. So anyway, we don't want to hold you up from your lunch, but thank you for coming in and saying hello again. Over.
KE2DPY, W2RON. Yeah, not a problem at all. I go downstairs and finish up, but yeah, hopefully I want to get some sort of a repeater set up somewhere near my house, because me from Glen Oaks with this HT is not communicating too well, so I don't know, maybe I can find some sort of a amplifier or something, this way I can get my signal out there a bit better. But W2RON, Ron, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be here listening in. KE2DPY 73.
Is it K2 or KA2DPY?
Kilo Echo 2 Delta Papa Yankee, KE2DPY.
Okay, I'm try to make a note of that, especially the people I speak to more than once. KE2GPY. While I have that in my head, I'm going to go to QRZ and get that and write it down here on a list. Anyway, have a great day, and hopefully we can talk again. And it's great hearing you again, and the signal is quite good now. KE2DPYW2ROS.
73, Ron.
W2VL repeater.
November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listening. N2VH, Z Mobile, listening.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
DPY calling CQ, CQ, KE2DPY, standing by.
DPY, is that you, Eric?
It is, Eric. Who's this?
John, 82AKX.
Hey, John, what's going on, man? How are you?
Radio sounds good. Sounds real good.
Good, I'm glad. Yeah, I'm at work right now over in Ridge area, but I'm hitting the Middle Island repeater. It was kind of weak in Massapequa because I was trying to connect to the Glen Oaks repeater, but I saw there was the one in Plainview, so I put that in, and I'm going to check it later on tonight, do a radio check. KE2DPY, KD2AKX.
Hey, Eric, very good, very good. Now, did you clear out the radio and put everything in the proper memory slots in the beginning?
Yeah, I wound up just digging into it on lunch, and I programmed a repeater here on site this morning, and I tried joining the morning brew, they call it, right at the end. They just called on me. I started talking, and then it disconnected me. KD2AKX.
All right, Eric. Very good. I'm over here at the post office, so I got to jump out. Hey, we'll catch you later. Good to hear you on the repeater. KD2AKX. We'll be clear.
KE2DPY. KD2AKX. 73 is John. Take care.
WI2M listening. WI2M listening. WI2M listening on 52 FM, QRZ, any station.
FlyMarkInfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
N3HC Mobile, November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listening. N2VHC Mobile, listening.
Today?
Well, would it matter if I was? I could still be on the radio.
Yeah, I guess so. Alright, whatever. So what's new?
Not too much. Actually, since I'm off Thursday, I'm working today.
Thursday, working today. Alright. You gonna work 2 days in a row?
It's the plan.
Be just like me, then you get 5 days off. There you go. You got 5 days to go shopping there, Steve. 5 days to go shopping.
I don't know if you did the math, but I got 5 days the other way, too. These just happened to be in a row. So where are you?
Westbury, your favorite town.
So am I. Just getting on Old Country Road.
Past Post and Jericho.
Okay, now I'm going to stop and get coffee. There's 7-Eleven on my way over to Mineola. Anyway, I got to give Lou a call. I got to see if I got to pick something up. Or, actually, I don't... Any choice has the answer. WB2IKT, WB2ZSE. Because stop and get a coffee and then pour one of them.
Stop and you get some hot coffee on a nice hot day.
Here you go. Works for me.
at 2K Mobile listening.
WB2MSB. Are you able to switch to the other repeater?
Negatory, I'm mobile with the rubber duck.
Did you say negatory?
410.
Oh, you're taking me back to the 1972 or so. I'm on the northern state, heading east. And it was a wonderful day at work today, and now I'm looking forward to heading home and having some chicken salad.
Yeah, I spent the whole day doing bureaucratic stuff, forms and stuff that I had to take care of business. Wow, it's really nice. I'm in a parking lot now waiting for my XYL. Really gorgeous.
Yeah, it was really nice this morning. It was very crispy cool when I left. It was still dark, but I did see that the lawn was completely green from all the rain we got yesterday. We only got about 10 minutes of a real heavy downpour, but it was probably equal to 5 or 6 sprinkler events. So everything is nice and watered now. And these trees, I don't know, they must come and trim the sides of the trees, because I got, like, branches from trees coming out over the side lanes in both directions here on the northern state. I guess that's the state's responsibility, being a state road. And, well, let me pass it back to you, and then I'll tell you my other project for tonight.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I was watching the movie Unfrosted, Jerry Seinfeld movie, with some friends in a high-rise apartment. And when the rain started, it came down as hail, actually, to all hailstones for about 10 minutes.
Oh, wow, all right, I don't think we got any hail. I don't think so, but the rain definitely came down, showered. And so I have some bungee cords that I'm going to use. I'm going to replace the weight that I have on my long wire. It's not really long, it's only 63 feet, but I have some weight. But over the time, to keep it straight, I've ended up with now a total of almost 30 pounds of weight. And it still creeps up and droops. So I'm going to put a bungee cord on the bottom, and that way it'll be...